I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Just a reminder to all of you that are watching us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com and on TECN.TV, TECN.TV. I want to thank you. All week long, I've been asking you to do two things for me. The first thing I've been asking you to do is to tell a friend. Tell a friend about the program. Tell a friend about where you're listening. Encourage others to listen to the programming. Well, guess what? We have increased by 150% just this week. So that tells me you are helping. And I want you to know from my heart how much that means. If we don't get our country back, if we don't turn our country back to God, we're going to be in trouble. Our liberties, our freedoms, our guaranteed rights. We the people have been given from God into us, not out here handed to us, but literally put inside of us life, liberty, and the desire to pursue happiness, to be the best that we can be. God put that desire inside of us to want to be our very best for Him. It's a pretty cool thing. And then, of course, what we do with our work in India. We have 550 pastors that I oversee in Punjab, India, 32 freshwater wells. We have a sewing school for widows. We just launched our 5th, 6th, and 7th schools together. 64 women so far that we have trained who are now able, because of the sewing machines and the training we've given them, to provide for their children and their family. We have an opportunity through a program of buying rickshaws to be able to put Christians to work as rickshaw taxi drivers there in the area around Amritsar and around Punjab, India. And then, of course, our Bible students and our Bible school and our orphanage. All of those things need support. And that's why I'm asking you to partner with me by buying me a cup of coffee. As if we were sitting in the coffee shop together, just buy me a cup of coffee today, if you'd be so kind. Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can buy me a $3 cup or a $5 cup. I'll drink either one. Or you can go to Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, at Venmo at PastorGregCGR. Speaking of going to work, putting people to work, keeping people working, protecting entrepreneurs and small business, which is the heartbeat of our country, National Right to Work, Mr. Mark Mix joins me. Mark, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's good to be on with you again, Pastor. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. You know, these are interesting times. You've got a global perspective. I want to narrow it just a little bit to what's going to be happening probably in about 32 days or so, and talk a little bit about what's at stake for the American worker and the American workplace. So thanks for the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Well, and we've got to talk about, you know, look, if America is not here, I was... Last weekend, I had a chance to sit down. I went to one of my favorite restaurants just about 30 miles down the road, a great little Italian place. And it's owned by some fellas from Serbia, actually. Albania. One of their friends was visiting from Albania, so I got a chance to sit down on the patio and have a conversation with him. And he said, you know, listen, if the United States of America were not our friend and were not in existence, I would be dead and there would be no Albanians. The Serbians, that's why I say, excuse me, pardon me, I misstated, but the Serbians would have killed us. We would all be dead, except that they know that we're friends with America. And he said, and coming here, sitting here, talking with you, there is a dramatic difference between being in my country versus being in your country. And I sense the difference. And I mentioned him. I said, you know, we're the frog in the boiling water right now, Mark. And I think that's a great lead in for you to speak to, because that's really where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a strength that helped found America. We know where that came from. You know, there are rights that are ordained by God. And, you know, you made a comment in the intro about we the people. And that's such an important statement right now, because if we're concerned about the direction of the country, if we're concerned about the radical nature that's infiltrated our government school system and infiltrated the culture, then what we need to do first is, when we get up in the morning, we need to look in the mirror, because we the people, we're getting the government that we deserve. And I know there's active forces out there, and I know there's someone that's prowling like a lion, but let's get to our role in this constitutional republic that we have. And one of the important things that we do is we get involved, we get engaged, we get educated, and we hold those that we loan power to accountable. We get to do that every 2 years, and some people get to do it more often. Some people do it more often than they should, but I won't go down that road. But anyway, it's important that we remember that it is we the people in this grand experiment that is self-government. We're getting the government we deserve. And if we're not engaged, if people aren't engaged, and we're not keeping track of what's happening, then we're going to continue to get the government that we deserve. And certainly that government is exactly what your friend was talking about out on the patio. I mean, it's freedom, it's liberty, it's individual responsibility and individual rights. And that's a rarity when you look at the globe. We have it here in America. It's in a tenuous situation. It's in a difficult situation. And one of the manifestations of that is the idea that the government actually uses compulsion, uses force when it comes to small businesses and individual workers, employees, when it comes to unionism. And it's this force and compulsion that really has brought the union movement down to a place where they're really radicalized. Pastor Greg, I mean, if you look at the leadership of the big unions in this country, they are so out of touch with rank and file workers across the land that it's extraordinary. And hopefully, as we have this conversation, we can talk a little bit about that and the importance of how we basically respond to this compulsion that the federal government has granted to this really unique private organization that's got power of all proportion to their numbers.
Well, it's interesting to as you're mentioning that, I think about, you know, when we think about, for example, the two-party system, the Republicans and the Democrats, and we think about how the Democratic Party has been taken over by a very radical element that is, for all intents and purposes, communism. And that is not who the Democratic Party was. The Democratic Party was identified as, that was kind of the working class party, the blue collar, right? You know, the workers, right? Okay. And that's where unions came in. And there was a role at a certain point in time for the unions to come in and kind of say, hey, wait a minute. You know, some individuals need some specific rights and they need some protection and they need to organize because there are certain elements that have gotten a little out of control on the other side of that. The Republican Party, I ironically, was not the party of big business. It was actually the party of racial equality. That was the purpose of the Republican Party initially. Of course, that's been lost in the mix. But now when you talk about this now, the unions have morphed into something that is entirely different from their original intended purpose. And that's something I think that you're really touching on.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get that. Let's just clarify that a little bit. It's the union officials, because the difference between the rank and file workers and the union officials is growing wider and wider, particularly when it comes to these radical issues. I mean, if you look at, I mean, let's talk about the silver lining, if there was one, out of COVID. The silver lining there, Pastor Greg, was the fact that parents got an opportunity to look over the shoulder of their kids, you know, and watch them as the teachers were talking to them about ideas that the parents had no idea what was happening in the schools. Yeah. And so what happened is we've exposed the radical nature of the highest levels of the teachers union, the National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers. And what we found out as parents and as taxpayers is there is a whole lot of trouble in the government school system. And we're going to change that. But it showed really kind of the disconnect between the so-called leadership of these organizations that's been granted this privilege by government to force their association on all of these teachers across the country and basically use that as an amplifier and a loudspeaker to tout this radical agenda. We've got to clean that up. And I think we're working on it. And there's no better case study than Virginia, where Governor Glenn Youngkin defeated Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe was basically almost inaugurated when the poll, you know, early on in the campaign, everyone thought the Democrats were going to win Virginia. And then Terry McAuliffe made a mistake. He said, you know, I don't think that parents should be involved in decisions around their children's education. Well, he got the moms mad. He woke up the mama bears, and Glenn Youngkin said, no, parents should be involved. And then from our perspective, McAuliffe said he would repeal the right to work law in Virginia, forcing workers back into compulsory unionism, forcing them to pay union dues in order to work. Youngkin grabbed that issue, and Youngkin won a surprising victory. I think that same thing is happening across the country. We're going to see quite shortly.
Well, and I agree with you. I mean, I think that, you know, they overplayed their hand when it comes to these, you know, to these messages that they were bringing, and they essentially, you know, they revealed who they really are. I mean, we've known that this is who these folks are for years, but they really got so overconfident. You know, I mean, look, when you can take a guy that doesn't even campaign and claimed that he got 81 million votes and put him in the White House, and his son, you know, can be an absolute bona fide criminal. The whole family, I mean, it's on tape the things that this guy did, and he can still win the White House. I mean, that you're kind of sitting there thinking to yourself, we're untouchable. We can do whatever we want, and they really showed their cards.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly right. I would say they overplayed them. They showed them. That's a, you said it, and that's exactly the right definition. You know, overplaying, it means you know what you have and you kind of get a little aggressive, but actually revealing what you have is a whole different thing. And that's what they did. They revealed who they were, what their agenda was, and what they were pushing America to be. And I think the American people are going to stand up, and we have to stand up, Greg, to your point. It's time, and we have to be involved and engaged. And, you know, when you come to union officials, another example, you talk about Joe Biden being in the White House. You know, let's say you're an operating engineer running a backhoe on the Keystone Pipeline project, which was one of the big energy projects that President Trump moved forward. And your money, your PAC money that you donate to, goes into the PAC account, and the top union officials with the operating engineers use that to elect Joe Biden to the White House. And then in the first week of his administration, he puts you on the unemployment line. Yeah. I mean, there's a disconnect that is a really excellent example of the case study and the difference between, you know, the rank and file union members who are for strong borders, right, Second Amendment rights, lower taxes, smaller government, and yet the union officials are promoting exactly the opposite.
Well, and not only does it impact that guy who then is, you know, was making a really nice wage, but then his family can't go out and, you know, buy furniture, buy cars, you know, buy accessories for their home, go to the local restaurants. All the money that they would put into that local economy also evaporates, and that is what kills small business. We'll be back to talk more about this coming up. National Right to Work President Mark Mix here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years, I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, National Right to Work President Mark Mix, is with us. Mark, when you look at the landscape from the election process, I know one of the big ones that we're looking at is the senatorial race in Ohio between J.D. Vance and some guy named Ryan. But talk to me about what it is that Ryan is pushing, because he's not the only Democrat that's trying to push this, and it's called the PRO Act. What is that about?
Right, Pastor Greg. It's called the PRO Act, which stands for Protecting the Right to Organize, which is already written into federal law back in the 1930s. The right to organize is federally protected. There's statutory protections for workers that want to join together voluntarily. Actually, it should be voluntarily, but when unions can compel them to join together and associate to amplify their voice, the federal statutes already recognize that. What this is about has nothing to do with protecting the right to organize. What it has everything to do about is giving union officials more power to force more workers into unions. And let's start with the really first piece of the legislation. Pastor Greg, that is the repeal of all 27 right to work laws across the country. 27 states have laws that say, like Texas, like Virginia, where we are, says you have the right to choose whether or not you want to financially support a labor union. That's all it does. It protects your right to join a union, participate in a union, associate with a union, but you can't lose your job, or you can still get a job if you don't pay union dues or fees. So the first thing it does is wipe out the 27 right to work laws. So Tim Ryan and Val Demings and Catherine Cortez Masto and Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan up in New Hampshire, they are all supporters of this bill to wipe out right to work, to impose forced unionism across the entire country again. Then it will change the way unions are certified for elections by eliminating the secret ballot election. They want to get rid of the private vote, and they want to give union officials the power to get you to sign a card, Pastor Greg. They show up at your house at 10 o'clock at night, two or three or maybe four people, and say, hey, you need to sign this card because we want you to be in the union. And you say, well, I'm not really interested in the union, or I have other ideas about that. And, you know, that kind of intimidation, that kind of thing happens out there in the so-called marketplace. And so they want to go to that route in certifying unions. Then they want to fine small business people. They want to fine up to $50,000 for a first offense for an unfair labor practice charge, up to $100,000 for a small business person that, quote, violates labor law, according to union officials in the Biden administration. It's a debacle, and it's a disaster, not only for small businesses, but for workers.
And folks should understand that what they do is that they actually will send people into your organization, and they'll get in there, they'll get hired, they'll start working for you, and about 2 to 3 months in, all of a sudden you'll discover that you've got a Judas working inside of your organization, and they'll start creating and making accusations. And you know, the showing up late at night, that almost sounds like, what is that? Federal Bureau of Instigation, I think, right? Those.
Yeah, we got to be careful. Yeah. They'll shut us off right away here, sir.
Yeah.
Got two strikes. I don't know, but
when you talk about Mark Kelly too, thankfully Blake Masters, it looks like is making a run back into this race in Arizona again. It looks like he's closing the gap and making up some distance over there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it indicates. The polls were very, very close. It's a very important election. And, you know, Mark Kelly really hasn't had time to become an incumbent after, you know, taking that, winning that special election. And Blake Masters is making the right moves. For example, he supports Arizona's right to work law, and he supports the idea that workers should be able to join unions if they want to, but shouldn't be compelled. Mark Kelly's on the other side of that. He's trying to remain silent, but we're trying to make sure that Arizonans know where the candidates stand on those issues. It's really important.
I'm just going to say one other thing real quick and then throw it right back to you. And then we're going to come to an end of our time together. But, you know, the other thing is the National Teachers Union. That's another one. You know, when you talk about folks, if you're a parent out there and you're concerned about the indoctrination that's happening to your kids, and Mark and I were talking in the break about Governor Newsom having signed the bill so that California can steal your child away from you. The teachers can indoctrinate your 6, 7, and 8-year-old to make them want to take hormone changing drugs and chop up their body. They can steal them, kidnap them, take them to California. Folks, this is the National Teachers Union. This is why this is such an important election. Mark, final thoughts.
Yeah, the issue you were talking about was Salting, where they send someone in, an agent of the union, to work in your place and then file unfair labor practice charges. But here we are. I mean, we have an election that has lots of different issues that are paramount and important. We believe that one of the most important issues is individual liberty and freedom, and that in the workplace, and right to work protects that, doesn't stop you from joining a union. So we think you ought to know where the candidates stand on the idea of forcing you to associate and pay a private organization for the right to work. We think if you make up that mind, 8 out of 10 Americans believe it's wrong. I believe it's wrong. And Pastor Ray, I think you believe it's wrong too.
Well, I do. So real quickly, your website, where can folks get more information and start getting emails to stay up to date with where each of these candidates sit?
Yeah. For information about the candidates and legislation in your state, you can go to the committee's website at nrtwc.org, nrtwc.org. If you have questions about your legal rights in the workplace, you can go to our foundation, nrtw.org, nrtw.org.
Okay. National Right to Work, nrtw.org. Or the other one is?
NRTWC. That's the committee.
NRTWC. Mark Mix. Just remember, Mark Mix, National Right to Work. If you plug that into your Google search, Mark Mix, National Right to Work, I promise you, you will find both of those websites and get over to them and get signed up for them. Mark, thank you so much, as always, for being here. You give us such great information and such insight, and I really appreciate visiting with you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. All right, we'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. We're going to give you an update on what's happening with Hurricane Ian and the restoration of Florida with two Florida residents coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I want to thank you again for sharing with our audience the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, where you see us, where you listen to us. You have been dramatically increasing our viewership, and we're so grateful for that. And I also want to encourage you to do the second part, and that's, would you buy me a cup of coffee today? Just consider buying me a cup of coffee. You can do it at paypal.me/Pastor Greg. paypal.me/Pastor Greg, a $3 cup or a $5 cup of coffee, or at Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or at Pastor Greg CGR on Venmo, at Pastor Greg CGR on Venmo. This will help us to support what we're doing in India, as well as help us support what we're doing here on the Chosen Generation Radio Show in making a difference in saving our country, turning it back to God, and also in bringing souls to Christ over in India. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next two guests to the program. Bob Gonzalez, you'll be familiar with. He's the author of this cool little fishing book, A Flicker in the Water. And you are also, we're pleasured to welcome his sister, Beatrice, to the program. They are in Florida. Beatrice and her family live down in, in the very severely damaged area of Florida. And we want to get an update from them on what's going on over there and the efforts that are being made to restore this from this tragic damage that's been done by Hurricane Ian. So I welcome both of you. Bob, Beatrice, good to have you with me.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thanks, Pastor Greg.
Well, let's start, Beatrice, if we could, with you. Welcome to the program. I thank you so much for being with us today. You have taken a trip down and seen this, some of this devastation up close and personal. Can you tell us about your initial impressions as you drove down into the area where the damage has been done?
Sure, yeah. Well, it's about an 8-hour drive from Destin. So the storm was last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And down on Friday, so 2 days later. So driving down there, you know, having the whole trip behind us, it was me and my son. He was up here at the time, so we drove down together.
Okay.
We were literally at the exit we would take. It's called Sumter. That takes you to Northport. Northport has two exits. Sumter is the northern one. We passed Sumter. It was closed because it was completely flooded. There was no way to get off or onto the exit, onto 75 from there.
So it was still underwater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sumter was underwater. And it was daylight still as we were driving. So as we're driving and we look to our right,
right,
you could see the exit, and it was just completely impassable.
Wow.
So we decided to go, you know, of course, the only option then is to take the southern exit for Northport, uh-huh, to lead away.
Okay.
So we were literally about 2 miles, maybe a mile and a half from that exit when traffic came to a screeching halt and nobody was moving. So we are in the southbound lane and all lanes are full of traffic.
Wow.
We noticed that nobody's heading north on the north 75.
Okay.
So sitting there, people start getting out of their cars, walking around, and rumor had it that something had broken. Something had given way. So we were all kind of back there. Yeah.
Okay.
So they shut down the highway going in both directions. And people on the southbound lanes start making U-turns, driving north on the shoulders. It was terrible. So you had cars in both directions, everyone trying to turn around.
I've actually had that experience on Tamiami years ago. I used to live in Clearwater, and we had restaurants on both coasts. And so I used to have to go through Alligator Alley. And uh-huh, and if there was a wreck, and it was two lanes at that time, so if there was, yeah, a wreck on an Alligator Alley, there you were, you and, yeah, the you and the alligators, and you kind of tended to want to stay in your car just in case you didn't get ate.
I think a lot of that part of 75 actually, and it still is two lanes from the west to the east to the west down there. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, please tell your story. I'm sorry. I just, I wanted you to understand that. I know, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
she said even tractor trailers were doing U-turns.
Yeah, the big semis. It was a little bit scary.
That's crazy.
So we turn around, and obviously we couldn't get to Northport. There was just no way in. So we decide, you know, let's head north. And the first thing you do is you try to call hotels, and they're telling us, no, the closest you might be able to find would be Tampa. And
no way.
Yeah. So that's a few hours north,
yes,
of where we were.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, they, because he used to tell us when you go down there and then you were going to go across, you know, you get stuck out in the middle and they'd say, well, you know, you can go back, but, you know, the only other way across is up in Orlando. So it's like you're going to drive all the way up to Orlando to go down the south side on 95. Right. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Anyway, right. Yeah.
So fortunately, it was that. Or my son, fortunately, he has a warehouse up there. So we just stayed there.
Okay.
And we tried to come back the next day. And we were able to. We were able to take that second exit, Toledo Blade. Sumter was still closed. But heading over to my ex-husband's house, they had barricaded parts of a main street that he lives off of. It's called Price. So we drove to the barricade. He drove to his barricade on the other side. We both got out of our cars looking for each other.
Right.
And he says, I don't see you guys. Where are you? We don't see you. Where are you? So it turns out they had it barricaded in several spots. That's why we didn't see each other.
Okay. So now describe for me, if, and my audience, if you could, this, what you see, because I'm thinking, okay, well, so it's just a barricade, but you're talking, I mean, damaged buildings, flooded streets. Give me a sense of what that visual looks like.
Okay. Well, as we approach, we stop, get out of the car. I mean, there's power lines down everywhere. You see parts of roofs turn off. You see the pool cages turn off, turn
swept away.
Okay.
Trees, and you see some large trees too, and you see the roots, you know, exposed.
Okay. Broken windows. Are there broken windows on the fronts of the buildings and things of that nature?
Yeah, a lot of shattered glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And those that don't have shutters, of course, sometimes they put wood up, and some you see pieces of wood covering some people's windows too. At this point, nobody really had tarps or anything yet on their roofs, so everything was still pretty fresh.
Okay. Okay.
So we parked as close as we could, and we start walking towards where my ex-husband went. He's walking towards us, and he lives, there's a little, like a tiny little bridge or a stream, really, or almost like a creek. It's not a big body of water, but it goes underneath.
Okay.
Part of the road had been washed out.
Wow.
And that's why they had barricaded, yeah. And the water was so high. They had city workers there looking at it and assessing it, and just part of the blacktop is completely washed away. People can walk over it,
right?
But they weren't allowing any cars. It was dangerous for cars.
Well, no, I imagine they would just sink or slide off or who knows.
Right. Yeah.
And end up in the water.
Right. So as we're walking, we see people. There's a Publix about 2 miles down the road. So people are pushing shopping carts to and from, away and towards the Publix. You know, empty ones are going back as people want to go shopping, and full ones are going in. Wow. I mean, it was crazy.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a car full of supplies to give to him.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, I saw someone bringing an empty cart back. So I said, hey, do you mind if I borrow your cart? So they built it. We walked as far as we could, and that was it.
Was there much like any looting or any of that kind of stuff going on, or did it seem like people were just kind of more orderly, just kind of trying to, you know, survive?
It did look orderly. I really don't know, at least in that area.
Right.
He never witnessed any looting in his neighborhood at all.
Okay.
None of his neighbors reported that either. So, you know, I don't know if that's a little bit overhyped.
I remember during the Oakland, the big Oakland earthquake in 89, right? You know, there were some areas where that was going on, but there were other areas where Americans just came together and helped one another. You know, I mean, right. they all worked together. I remember with Katrina, it was the same way. You know, you had some areas where you had some problems, but you had other areas where, you know, where people worked together. Describe, if you can, what you saw relative to the neighborhood, where your ex-husband lives.
You could see that there water had come up on the street. I mean, you could definitely see that.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because sometimes in these situations, you see one house that looks totally devastated, and you could have one or two houses down that you would not even know anything had happened. And you do see that a little bit too, which is kind of weird. I saw a home that was completely pristine. Their landscape, everything, not one petal off of a flower was lost, it looked like.
Wow.
And yet, here my ex-husband, he had roof damage. He stayed for the storm.
Okay.
Even though everybody, we tried to get him to evacuate, but he didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't leave. He stayed. And when he was in his, quote, you know, safe room, he heard windows break in the house.
Okay.
So he hears things flying through the house.
Wow. Wow.
Coming into his water coming in through the roof to his safe room. So it was kind of scary. It's a very stressful situation.
I can only imagine. All right. We're going to need to take a break here in a minute, folks. We're getting a just kind of a live understanding of what it was like to live through Hurricane Ian and then the amount of damage. We'll talk with Beatrice some more about the amount of damage that she saw and what are the steps that are being taken to fix this. What are the time frames? How long is this going to take? We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guests, Bob Gonzalez and Beatrice Gonzalez, brother and sister. And Bob is, of course, the author of this great fishing book, A Flicker in the Water. And, you know, Bob, I'll get you scheduled on to just talk about your book, because I know you've had you on and we've kind of mentioned the book, but we haven't really gotten deep into the book because, well, the timing was such that we were kind of focused on, I don't know, this little hurricane thing that happened to Florida down there. Little thing called Ian. Beatrice, you're kind of describing, you know, exits blocked, exits where, you know, there used to be an off ramp and now there's a lake. Blocked traffic, finally getting off, sleeping in a warehouse, getting down there, not being able to reach your ex to bring him the supplies because of all of the barricades and so on, broken windows, broken shutters, roofs torn off, trees pulled out of the ground. That sounds like a scene out of a disaster movie to me.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it looks like. as we were driving on 75, some of the homes close to the highway, you would see that that water was up to their roof. Some of the homes right close to the highway, yeah.
My goodness. It did. I remember we had a flood when I was living out in California in Modesto. And I remember standing actually on one of the bridges, and CNN was showing they had a train trestle and they had on the train car. I forget what you would call them. My goodness. Anyway, they were trying to pull the lumber out because it was going to literally knock the moorings out that were, you know, holding that that bridge up. And we were standing on one bridge looking at it. CNN was actually there filming it. And I watched as the water rose up over the street sign while we were there.
Wow.
And you know, at the point that it went over the street sign, I said to my kids, okay, show's over. We're going to get in the car. We're going to head out of here just in case, you know. But, what had happened is the levees had all broken in Tracy. And so we ended up with this big giant flood in Modesto. This was back in 1996. Mm-hmm. But I remember how surreal it seemed to me watching these events take place. Did you experience that same thing? Did it seem somewhat surreal?
Well,
you've been through, I guess folks should understand that you have a little background in this. Tell us about the other major hurricane that you lived through.
Yeah, Hurricane Andrew, which came in as a 5. I was living in Miami at the time.
Okay.
And I guess for someone that has never experienced something like that, I think it might be a little bit difficult to identify or you know, to understand what it is to go through these, because these last so long. It's hour after hour after hour where you're sitting there and the winds and just everything is so loud. To me, it sounded like a train track right over your head on the roof of the house where we were in Miami, for example, when Andrew came through, and you hear that train and you feel the house rumbling, shaking for hour after hour after hour. So it's very nerve wracking. You know, fight or flight, you know, simulated for about 12 hours nonstop.
Well, and this is what your ex-husband experienced, because he was in that safe room with this thing going directly, pretty much directly over the top of him.
Yes. And then where he was in Northport, he never got the eye. So the eye, usually you get a little break where things settle down and then you get the other side of the storm come through. But the eye always stayed a touch south of where he was. So he never had that break. So it was him, and he's got 2 dogs. So it was him and the 2 dogs in this little room. It's a laundry room and it's not that big. And he literally sat there with the 2 dogs for all those hours. It was about 12 hours altogether.
Wow.
And in that time, you know, he heard that the windows had broken in the house and he could hear things flying through the house.
Right. Right. Which that in and of itself, you're not, you know, you're thinking, okay, is something going to come through the wall? I mean, you know, any minute, right? Something could come through the wall. And, you know, 12 hours, I mean, you're trying to figure out bathroom situations. You're trying to figure out, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, you got to maintain your senses. You got to eat a little something, drink a little something. You got to have some of those supplies going on there as well. Mm-hmm. So as you were looking at this situation, then give me a sense, if you could, as to, what are they saying is going to be the amount of time that it's going to take to, you know, to start. I mean, obviously at this point they can't even start repairs, right? They're still trying to draw water out and remove debris.
Yeah, there's a lot of debris. We spent, oh gosh, the 3 days that I was there removing debris. He lives on a double lot. He has his house and an additional lot.
Okay.
And then it's a vacant lot next to him. So he had an awful lot of trees and just branches. And we were there for 3 days. He has a well. And one big tree fell on the well, and he was really wanting to get that one.
Oh,
and
sure.
Right before it squished the well. So he was trying to, you know, get that one chopped and removed so it wouldn't damage the well. So we were able to do that.
Okay.
But even so, in those 3 days of taking out all those branches and all those dead trees and so on, there's still a whole lot more. So hopefully, you know, a little group of volunteers can go and help him with that.
Right.
He had some serious roof damage. So they did tarp the roof. it took about 3 days to have people come out and do that, but they were able to finally do that, which is nice.
Yeah.
I just texted you a picture, Pastor Greg, of a 2x4 through a palm tree. The wind put that thing right through it like a spear.
My goodness.
Yeah.
There's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also heard another story. This person was telling me that, you know, the flexible shingles, he said it went right through a coconut.
Holy smokes.
I know. Can you believe that? Yeah. He also told me that not for this hurricane, but for Katrina, he was down in Key West, and he was on a boat that time, and the hurricane went through the airplane hangars, and a lot of these Cessna airplanes were flying in the sky upside down because then they were swept up from the...
I can't even imagine what it would be like to be out on a boat in the middle of something like, you know, like this. I showed, you know, some of the pictures of the docks and the boats. You know, you mentioned your boat being, you know, tossed up and sitting on a road. Beatrice, I'm curious, did you see how close to any marina or anything like that is the area that you were in?
Well, Northport's a little bit inland. They do have a lot of rivers and things like that, but it's a little bit inland, so I didn't really see too much of that this time around.
So
Andrew, but not this time around.
Right. So you didn't notice any boats that had made it up onto the 75.
No. That I didn't see. I remember that in Andrew's boats being, you know, around Coconut Grove and inland, sure. And
yeah.
Cars upside down, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, now Ian came aboard as a four, right? Is that correct?
Right, borderline five. I think it was maybe 2 miles an hour, the winds, 2 miles an hour shy of hitting a five.
Okay. Which, so, I mean, that's a monumental storm. In putting that into perspective, we're going to run out of time here in a minute, but putting that into perspective, how would you describe that to someone who's never experienced something like that? What would be the best word description? I'll give that to both of you, Bob. Maybe, you know, you can use your authorship idea, but describe to me how you would visualize that in words.
I think you said it best when you said it's like a nuclear bomb had been dropped. That's what it looks like afterwards. The whole landscape is totally unrecognizable. You feel like you're in another world. Like you said, surreal. Yeah, it's like you're on a whole another world from where you were previous to the storm.
Beatrice, this is an area, by the way, so folks understand too, this is an area that you had lived in for a number of years. I mean, this is an area that you were very familiar with. So as you looked at it going back into that area, what struck you initially? We got about 50 seconds left, but what really struck you?
I didn't realize how much water damage there would be or how much blockage, you know, on the streets from this one. That was kind of surprising. But I would say the one word that comes to mind, really, if you go through it, it sounds a little extreme, but really it's terror. Because when you're sitting there, like I said before, for hour after hour, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
And my ex-pastor, and he was with the two dogs and his Bible with a little flashlight, but it is terror when you don't know if the roof is going to cave in on you at any moment.
Right. Right. You don't know if this is it.
Right.
And the difference, I was in a catastrophic car accident. You know, in my situation, I went out. So, you know, my injuries were such that they took me out, that took me out of the equation. But in this situation, you're fully aware of what's happening around you, but you don't know if any minute you will be taken out.
Right.
And that's kind of a devastating situation. I thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm glad that he is okay. Obviously, you know, the house and things of that nature, all that stuff can be replaced. But life is a different story. And so we're grateful for that. Grateful for your son that he's okay as well. And that he was safe and that you were safe as well. So we're very grateful for that. Folks, we're going to take our break. We'll be back. Hour number three coming up. And we'll continue to follow this story as well. This is far from over. Back with more after this. You're listening to the Chosen Generation Radio Show. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
I have known Pastor Greg for many years. This is a man of God. This is a man of principle. This is a man that, in spite of the challenge that he went through in the hospital, with that incredible love of a father, stood through himself in front of his daughter to save his life. And as a result of that, and 5 years before he could stand up. And yet, he never stopped sharing the gospel. And I'll tell you, this is a ministry worth investing in. And Pastor Greg, the Lord just told me I need to become a monthly partner of your ministry. And I commit before you today, I will become a monthly partner. I encourage each and every one of you listening, support this ministry. This is a godly ministry. This is a man of God that is touching a whole country, that is touching generations. To God be all the glory.
PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Or at the Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR.